except that the forest itself was open. I'll tell you what's dying here was the concept that the forest itself was open. That I grew up, for instance, in the 50s and 60s, late 50s, early 60s. And if a group of boys in town wanted to go up in the woods and cut down poplar trees and make a cabin, you did that. You didn't go ask Western Park Commons Land Company for permission, you just did it. And it's not that you were trying to be sneaky, you know, and let's do this quick before the land agent finds us. It never entered my mind that you had to. There was a concept foreign to me that I remember relatives coming in. And some kid wanted to go camping or something. You know, they wanted to know where do you go? Who do you ask? Well, you don't. You just go. And the early folks who owned a lot of land here, of course, didn't seem to mind if you hunted across their land or camped on it or built a cabin if you didn't destroy too much land. And then when the land companies took over, up until recently, they didn't either. You know, and the concept that this large tracts of land aren't open, and it didn't dawn on me until a couple of years ago when it began to change, but that concept that the Native Americans apparently had, that the land was like water or like oil, who could own it? You know, apparently we had that too. I just didn't know it.